Okay, Rabosai, we are holding in Brachas and Daf. Today's Daf is Daf Chav Gimel. We are holding on the bottom of Chav Beis on the Beis, in the middle of some discussions about Balei Kriyan, and this Mishnah on the bottom here is no exception. Haya Omid Batfilah V'Nizkashu Balkari. Let's say this person is davening and he realizes that he's a Balkari. Again, a Balkari is someone who has had an emission from the male Aver, whether willingly or sometimes unwillingly. But the Maaseh, he's had some sort of semen come out, or perhaps another emission. Lo yafzik, he should not daven it. Stop davening. Ela yikatzer. Rather, he should just shorten his tefillos. Should go pretty quick. Rashi writes, right, yikatzer kol bracha ubracha. Vomer kol brachas bekotzer. He should say it in that fashion. Kind of go pretty quickly, shorten up the brachos. Yared litvol, if he went down to Bitovla in the mikvah, if he's able to come up and cover himself and say Kriya Shema before this man Kriya Shema is over, so then he should in fact do so. If he can get in Kriya Shema, if he can come out of the mikvah, cover himself, say Kriya Shema before the Neitzachama, Yalav is kasa v'yikre, he should do so. Vim lav, but if he doesn't have enough time to come out of, to get out of the mikvah and cover himself and say Kriya Shema, say yikasa b'mayim, he should cover himself in the water v'yikre, and then he should say Kriya Shema. V'lo yizkasa lo b'mayim harayim, he shouldn't cover himself in bad water, in smelly water. Discuss Rashi writes, mayim sruchim, smelling water. V'lo b'mayim mishra, in laundry water, right, which is also in the stomach pretty dirty. Ad shiyatil l'tochan mayim, until you put enough water. And Rashi explains, right, the Gemara will explain how much water there is, and the Gemara is going to change exactly the interpretation of this, but until you put some water in, to Lemaisa, Pashup Shad at this point, to dilute it, Mekama Yarchik Mehen, and how far do you have to distance yourself from this bad smelling water, Umin Atsoa, and from excrement, and from feces, how far do you have to go, Dalid Amos, says the Hilge Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa. If you're davening and you remember that you're a balkeri, lo yafzik ele yikatzer. You shouldn't stop davening, but you should kind of hurry it up and shorten each bracha. Hayakori b'Torah v'nizkashu balkeri. Right, but let's say you're reading the Torah and you realize that you're a balkeri. Eino mafzik, you don't stop ve'ola ela megamgem. Right, you don't stop and get up, but rather you got megamgem v'kore. You kind of like mutter and keep on going really fast. I think most of the Gehilos would prefer that the Baal Kore mutter and go fast anyway. But in any case, if you're reading from the Torah and you realize that you're a Baal Kore, you should just kind of mutter your way through and get out of there. Rabbi Meir Omer, Ein Baal Kore Rishai Lekres Matorah Yosir Megil Psukim. Rabbi Meir says, no, you only got three more Psukim, and then you got to leave. Tanya Idach, another Brisa, says, Hayo Omer Batfilo Varach Soa Kenegdo. Let's say you're davening and you see that there is excrement next to you. You should take a step while you're in the middle of Shmon Esrei. Right? Big misnomer. People think you're not allowed to move. No. If you need to move, you should move. Move Dalet Amos in the middle of Shmon Esrei until it's behind you. And therefore, then you'll be fine. Vatanya let's dodim. But didn't we learn in the Braisa that it's fine? You can just go let's dodim, right? Just to the side. Right? So obviously, it depends on where it's possible. You don't have to go forwards, you don't have to go backwards. Wherever you're able to get out of the way, you got to get out of there for Dalet Amos. Okay. And you realized that there was excrement. So what do you do about that tefila? So I'm a rabba. Rabba says the tefila counts. Maskev Valrova, Rava said, hey, wait a second, Vazevach Rishayim Toeva, doesn't the Pasuk say, Zevach Rishayim Toeva, the Korban of Rishayim is disgusting, right, Zevach, L'maisa, the Hashva is at Zevach Korbanos, right, Tfilo B'makom Korbanos Tiknum, so you see that, the Tfilo of Rishayim is Toeva, Ela Amar Rava says, Hoel V'chota Av Pishis Palal Tfiloso Toeva, he says, even though he daven, his Tfilo is a Toeva. And then the Gemara just asks on the side over here, I guess it's the Mishnah Zashah, so he adds that Maita Kante Lehadir Velatz Litzli, you have to go back and daven again. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Haya Omid Tvila Umayim Shosusen Alberkov. Let's say you're davening and all of a sudden you start urinating for whatever reason, you thought you could hold it, whatever it is, you got scared, you realize that there's you're urinating down your leg, posik, you should stop, achiyichlu amayim, until the water, until you stop urinating, v'chozer mispalo, and then you can finish davening. Lehichan chozer, what do you go back to? Meaning, where do you have to go to the beginning? Do you have to, can you continue from where you stopped? So Rav Chista, Rav Nuna, some Achokas, Chadam, Rechoza, the Rosh, Chadam, Omer, the Makom, Shep, Pasak. One of them says you have to go back to the beginning, and one of them says you can continue from where you stopped. Leila Bahakam, the Thigila, why don't we say that it's a Machlokas? Right, the Machlokas is this. Mar Savar, Imshia, Kadei Ligbor, Skula, Choza, the Rosh, Mar Savar, the Makom, Shep, Pasak. Perhaps the Machlokas is if you've stopped enough of time, excuse me, to finish the whole Shema Esrei, what do you do? Maybe the machlokas is here. That is that exact machlokas. That according to the guy who says you have to go back to the beginning. So he holds if you waited the entire time for you to be able to finish Shemona Esrei, you also have to go back to the beginning. And the other Mandalmar says that you don't. So Ravashi says no. Hi imsha imlosha mi bayale. Right? That would have that if that was the machlokas, they would have talked about imsha imlosha. Would have talked about actually waiting that amount of time. This brisa didn't mention anything about how long you waited. Ella, rather, the kuli alma imsha kadei ligmor is kula chozal rosh. Rather, all of the manda amars and the brisa we brought before, the two manda amars is Rav Chisda and Rav Amnuna, they both hold that if you waited enough time in the middle of Shemona Esrei, enough time that you would ordinarily be able to finish Shemona Esrei, then you have to go back to the beginning. The Hasam b'deloshal kamefugi, and the machlokas and the brisa that we brought on Amud Beis, that the case here is that you didn't really wait so long. The marsa v'gavra dechuyahu v'in roi v'in tefila so tefila umarsa v'gavra chazihu tefila so tefila. Really, the machlokas is right. What's it called? Whether a person who needs to go to the bathroom is fit to pray, is able to daven, right? Is gavra dechuya means a person is not able to daven. When you have to go to the bathroom so badly, you're not able to daven, and therefore whatever you did is no good. So therefore, when you finish going to the bathroom, and you're no longer someone who needs to go to the bathroom, so then you could have to start from the beginning. But the other mandamar holds that someone who needs to go to the bathroom is it's possible for you to daven. You're allowed to daven. Gavra chazoi, you're fit to daven, so you can continue from wherever you went. You stopped. Tanu Rabbanan. Hanitzrach l'nekalavav, if a person needs to go to the bathroom, al yispalo. Right, exactly what we're talking about. If a person needs to urinate, he's not allowed to go to the bathroom. V'mispalo tefilas al to'eva. And if he davens, so then his tefillah is disgusting. Amar Rav Zvid v'timar Rav Yehuda, lo shanu ela she'ena yachol lishos ba'atzmo. That's only if he can't hold it in. Aval im yachol lishos ba'atzmo tefilas al tefillah. But if he can hold it for as long as you need, well, you'll see in a second how long, but if you can hold it for a certain amount of time, then his tefillah is fine. Vad kama, how long is that? Amar Rav Sheshes ad parso, the time it takes for you to walk a parso. Ika demasni lo amasnisin, some people taught this teaching about the Mishnah itself. Bemedvar, meaning just the different lashon about how they said it, meaning not vad kama, but bemedvar mamurin, this was the lashon in the Mishnah. When do we say these things? Meaning that if he's able to hold it in, so then he's allowed to daven. K'she'en yachol lamod al atzmo. Sorry, when is he not allowed to daven? When he's not able to hold it in. Avalim yachol lamod al atzmo, tefilas u'tefila. But if he's able to hold it in, so then his tefila works. V'ad kama, how long is that? Amar Rav Zvid ad parsa. The time it takes to walk a parsa. A parsa is like, it's like an hour plus, if I'm not mistaken. Does it say over here? This is the measurements of a parsa. A parsa is, I think, like 4 mil, if I'm not mistaken. And a mil is a bit less than a mile. Maybe like 3/4 of a mile, I think. Masha Kazer. Anyway, if you can hold it for a while, and then it's fine. But if you have to go, if you would not be able to hold it for that long, so then you really should go to the bathroom. And I think, probably, I would imagine that most scenarios where a person realizes he has to go to the bathroom, I'd imagine that most scenarios involve that you should go before you daven. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Hanitzrach l'nekasav harei ze lo yispalo. Right, again, same inyan. If you have to urinate, so you're not allowed to daven. Mishum shenamar hechonat l'kras elokecho Yisrael. Right, prepare yourself before you are in front of Hashem. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. My dechtir, what does it mean when the pasuk says Shmor raglecha kasher teilech beis ha'elokim? What does it mean? Watch your legs, watch your feet when you go to the house of God. Shmor atzmecha shelo techata. Guard yourself that you shouldn't sin. V'intechata havei korban lefanai. And if you do sin, so bring a korban. The karov l'shmoa. How does that read? Sorry. What is that? Meaning, the karov l'shmoa devei chachamim. And you should be ready to hear the words of the chachamim. So, Amar Rava, never really explains, havei karov l'shmoa devei chachamim, sheim chotim evim korban v'osin tshuva, matas akselim zevach. Sorry, how does this read? Amar Rava, 1 second. What's pshat over here? Yeah, sorry. V'karov l'shmoa is a quote from the pasuk. My bad. Meaning, the Gemara li shelo tekata v'im tekata havei korban l'fanai. Right? If you sin, so then bring a korban. The pasuk then continues and says, "V'karov l'shmoa," and be ready to listen to Hashem. So Amar Rava, "V'karov l'shmoa," the chachamim, right? Be ready to listen to the words of the chachamim. Shimchotim mevim korban ve'osim tshuva, because if the chachamim, if they do a chait, so then they bring a korban and they do tshuva, right? Because the pasuk says, "Mitei haksilim zevach," right? I keep on messing that up. That's the end of the pasuk. The pasuk is. Just again, Shmor Aglecha Kasher Teilecha El Beis Elokim, V'Korov L'Shmoa, Mitet Haksilim Zavach. Meaning, guard yourself before you go to the house of Hashem, V'Korov L'Shmoa, and if you sin, bring a korban, and don't bring a korban of Haksilim. Haksilim are fools. And don't bring a korban of fools. What is that? Aldi Haksilim Shechotim Mevim Korban. Don't be like a fool who sin, bring a korban, ve'inos in tshuva, but they don't do tshuva. Meaning the ikker here is tshuva. The pasuk goes weiter, ki einam yodim lasos ra, because these people don't know how to do evil. So the Gemara says, wait a second, are they rishayim, or do they not know how to do evil? Ihachi tzadikim nenu, right? You can't call them rishayim, and then or ksilim, I guess. You can't call them ksilim. That bring a korban, don't do tshuva, and then they tell me that they don't know how to do evil. Ella, rather, what does it mean? Al tikeksilim shechodim mivim korban meinum yodim im al tova him mivim o im al hara him mivim. Don't be like these fools who do a chait, and they bring a korban, and they don't know if they did something good or bad. Meaning, they don't know if they're bringing it for something good. They don't know if they're bringing it for something bad. They just stop. They just bring korbanos. Amakosh Baruch Hu being tov l'ra, inam levchinim, v'hem levchinim, v'hem levim korban lefanai. But they don't know whether to do good or bad, and now they're just going to bring a korban. Stam. So don't be like those people. Okay. Ravashi v'tim revchinim, Rav Papa Amar Shmona Kavecha b'sha shata omri b'tfila lefanai. But they understand it a little differently, that you should, when you watch your legs, it means make sure you don't need to go to the bathroom when you're standing. And this is really why we brought the pasuk, that the pshat over there is that when it said, Shmor Aglecha Kasher Teilech El Beis HaElokim, it's not necessarily referring about bringing bad korbanos, but what it means is, and this is our inyan, that you should make sure you don't have to deal with your raglayim, i.e. mei raglayim, you don't have to deal with going to the bathroom when you are davening before me. Tanu Rabbonan. Hanichnas lebeis akise, cholitz tefilov baruchus dalet amos v'nichnas. Right, back in the day they used to wear tefillin all day. There are some people, some yeshivas nowadays in the old city, I think Zilberman's does, that they wear tefillin all day. So what do you do if you have to go to the bathroom and you're wearing tefillin, so take it off, ford amos away, and go in. Amar Rav Acha bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Sheshes, lo shanu el beis akise kavua. That's only in a permanent beis akise, right? Because the Maisa, there's already, back in the day, right, in a bathhouse, they would already have the excrement and the feces and all that stuff there, right? Much more similar to porta potties than it is to now. Obviously, they didn't have plumbing. So that's in a beis akise kavua. Avo beis akise arai, but in a temporary beis akise, meaning where it's just, I guess on the side of the road or something like that, where there is no feces yet, so then cholitz v'nifne la'alter, then you can take it off and go to the bathroom kind of right away. When he leaves, and you should put them on again 4 amos away from where you went to the bathroom or from where you had excrement. Because now you just made it into a permanent Beis HaKise, i.e. there's excrement there on the floor and it's not appropriate to put the tefillin on within Dalet Amos. Iboy Lehuli asked the question, what about going into the Beis HaKise Kavua where there is excrement, but all you have to do is to urinate? So what is that mutter? What do you do with that? So, do you have to take off a tefillin for Dalet Amos? What do you have to do? Ravina Shari, Rav Acha Bar Masna Asir. So Ravina said it was fine to go in with your tefillin on, Mistama. Rav Ada Bar Masna said it was Asir. Asu Shailu Ala Rava. They went and asked Rava what the halacha is, and Amar Lahu, Asir. No, it's Asir because Chayshinam Shema Yifnebahem. Because maybe, right, the real issue is to go to the bathroom, to defecate, and to pass gas while you're wearing the tefillin. Certainly, we have that. That's certainly a very shy halacha nowadays. So he's concerned with, right? So Rava said, no, you can't urinate when you're wearing your tefillin, because it turns out sometimes when you have to urinate, so all of a sudden you have a need to defecate as well, and then you'll be in a compromising situation. And Rava said, no, not only may you come to defecate, you may come to pass gas and when you're urinating, and that would be an issue as well, and certainly that's a reason enough to take them off. Tanya Idach, we learned another brisa. Nechnas lebeis akise kavua cholitz tefillin barochok dalad amos umenicha b'cholan osamach l'shizarabim v'nechnas. Right, if you're going into a beis akise, a kavua, a permanent beis akise, there's excrement there, you take off your tefillin 4 amos away, and you put them in the window that's outside facing the beis the l'shizarabim, and you go in. Ukshuyotze, and when he comes out, so marchik dalad amos umenicha, and you have to distance yourself dalad amos, and then put them on. That's Beis Shammai Shita. Beis Hillel Omrim, Oksan Beyodo V'Nichnas. Beis Hillel says, no, you can actually take them in your hand and go in. Obviously, cover them, but you can actually take them in your hand. Rabbi Hiva Omer, Oksan Be'Bigdo V'Nichnas V'Bigdo. You can even carry them, you don't even have to hold them in your hand. You can kind of wrap them up in your bag and you can go in. Saka Daitach, because you might have thought to say, Zimnid Mishtali Le'en V'Nafli. Because sometimes, my bad. Meaning, Oksam Bebigdo V'nechnas. Rabbi Kiva Shita is you can hold it in your beged and you can go in. And the Gemara says, Bebigdo, Sakadaydach, really? You can wrap it up in your shirt? Zinnin Mishtalei Lu V'nafli. Maybe the tefillin will fall out. Right, that's obviously terrible. Right, you don't want the tefillin to fall on the floor of a bathroom. That's a horrible lack of covenant tefillin. Ella Ema Oksam Bebigdo Uviyado V'nechnas. Fine. So Rabbi Kiva Shita really is to hold them in your shirt and your hand. They need to put an extra covering to separate between, that's an added level of respect. Not only hold it in your hand, but hold it in your beged and your hand as well. And according to this shita, that's, again, I think according to Rabbi Akiva, you should put them in the walls of the hole, in the holes of the wall that face the Beis HaKise, not Rishus HaRabin. And don't put them in the holes in the wall that are facing public property. Because Shema Yitlo Osam Nav Ovei Drachim. Because maybe somebody will jack your tefillin. V'yavo Lidei Chashad. And what's the real problem? Obviously, it's terrible if someone steals your tefillin, but it could also come to a situation of chashad. What kind of chashad? What are we concerned here? Because ma'ase b'talmid echad sheniach tefillin b'chorin v'smuchel v'shizarabim. There was a story once where a talmid yeshiva bachar left his tefillin in those holes that faced the v'shizarabim. Who bought zona achas? A zona came v'notlasan, and she took them. Who bought the Beis HaMedrash? And she came to the Beis HaMedrash v'amar, right? And she was not only a zona; she was a schemer, and she was a terrible liar. And she came to the Beis HaMedrash and she said, check it out, Ru'u ma'nasam li ploni b'schari. Check out what this Yeshiva Bachar gave me in exchange for my services. Terrible. Kevin Shashama Osu Talmud. Right, when that Talmud, obviously, he was mortified. Allah lo shagag v'nafal v'meis. He went up and threw himself off the roof and he killed himself. Terrible. And at that time, they made a gzera, right? We can't come to this terrible, unfortunate situation. Just better to keep them in your hand and in your beged, and just take them inside with you. Tanu Rabbanan. Barishona hayom anichem tefillin b'chor yismukum in Beis HaKisei. Originally, they used to put the tefillin in the holes or the walls of the Beis HaKisei. Ubonach barim v'not lanusam. And rats and weasels, again, the Beis HaKisei was disgusting, yeah? So the rats and weasels and animals, they used to come and take them. Then hitkinu sheim anichem nusam b'chalonos ha'shmukum s'sharabim. Then they said, you know what, fine, don't do that. Put them in the windows that are going outside, you know, that face public property. Uboy over Jacob in Utlanosan. And you had people who were passing by and they would take the tefillin. Finally, Hitkinu Shehe Oksam Duyad Uvenichnas. Finally, they were Matakin, that you would take them in your hand, you can go into the Beis HaKisei with them. Now, you just notice that this Brisa doesn't mention Bebigdo. But okay, fine. So a difference between the last brisa and this brisa, but the maisa, they would take them in with them to the Beis HaKisei. Amar Rabbi Miasha. Miasha? Interesting. Very interesting name. Braid Rabbi Shimon Levi. Halacha golden kumin sefer ve'oksan b'yimino. The halacha is, you kind of wrap them up like a sefer, and you hold them in your right hand, keneged libo, next to your heart. Amar Rabbi Yosef bar Miyomi, Amar Rabbi Rav Nachman. As long as you don't have a ritsua, one of the straps, kind of falling out of it for a tefach. Right, the straps certainly also have kedusha, not as much as the batan themselves, not as much as the ksiva, but that was also important. Okay, fine. I don't see anything immediately. Rashi writes, right, Sheish ba kedusha, right? Because Ritzua also has kedusha. Sharei bahenu koshon. The kesher nira ve'asiyasu kumin dalid. Yeah. So there is an Indian of ksiva, even though there's nothing written on the Ritzuas themselves, right? There's certainly the ksav and the tefillin is inside the boxes, but since you wrap it and make a shin or a dalid out of it, so that's what, right? That's as Rashi writes, so that's as if there's some sort of extra ksiva and added kedusha to the ritzuos as well. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Amar Rabbi Zera, lo shanu ela sheish shus bayom the lo shan. And that's only, all this is only if there is more time in the day to put the tefillin back on. Aval ein shus bayom the lo shan, but if you're holding at the end of the day, you're not going to put them back on afterwards. Osalem kimin kis tefach umenicham. You can kind of put them in your pocket, as long as there's a tefach there, and just put them and slide them in there. Amar Rabba Bar of Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Biyom Golan Kimin Sefer Manicha Biyado Keneged Libo. During the day, you can kind of wrap them up just like a sefer and put them next to your heart. Uvalayla, and at night, interesting. Laila is not Zman Tefillin. Okay, one second. Anything here about that? I'm not sure. Laila. V'laila Rashi reads kashu cholzan beveso al menas latznia ad haboker. Ah, meaning when you're going to the bathroom, but at night when you're putting them away. So osalem kamin kis tavach umanicha, and put them, I guess, inside of a pack, right? Like we do. We have a tefillin bag, right? You should have a bag the size of a tefach and slide them in it. Okay. Fine. Amar Abaye, lo shanu ela bekli shu klayon. That's only if there's a kli that has a it has a receptacle, it has something, meaning it has a kli that has like a pouch inside. It's like a bowl or some sort. Aval bekli she ain klayon, afilu pagos mitavach. Right? If it's a kli that is not shaped like a bowl, you could even do less than a tefach. What's the pshat? Right, because again, we say, interesting, I wonder if it has to do with the whole we had before, that chotetzim, that a kli that has a tefach is chotetz, right, we said from a mace, that if a mace is in an aron, so a tefach between the mace and the aron will stop the tumma, but this is not exactly the same. Okay. Right, I guess that's the same Indian. Because Amar Mar Zotra, Vitimar of Ashi, Teda, Shari, Pachim Kitanim, Matzilim, Be'ohal Ames. Right, you see that little cups, and little Pachim Kitanim, that is similar to the ones that Yaakov went back to get when he crossed the river, can save an Ohal Ames, right, if it's sealed up. So I guess there's also an Indian to seal up the tefillin. If anybody has a better pshat, let me know. I'm not sure what we're concerned about. Tumah, maybe. I'm not sure exactly. Okay, Rabbi Rabbanan, Kiva Azlina Basrei Rabbi Yochanan, when I was hanging out with Rabbi Yochanan, Kiva Boy Lamel Besakise, when he went to the bathroom, Kiva Nakat Sefer de Agadata, when he was holding a Sefer of Agadata, right? Something written with Divrei Torah on it. So, Hayava Yaivlan, he would give it to us. Ki Hava Nakat Tfilin, when he was wearing Tfilin, Lo Hava Yaivlan, he wouldn't give it to us. Amar, he would have explained, Ho v'sharim Rabbanan, since the Rabbanan said it's mutter for me to take it in, Ninatron. So I'm going to protect them, I'm going to keep them with me while I'm in the Beis HaKisei. Amar, Rava, ki hava aslinam basari Rabbi Nachman, when I was hanging out with Rabbi Nachman, ki hava nakit sifra d'agadata yoivlan, same thing, when he was holding a sefer that had a gadata on it, right, Divrei Torah, he would give it to us, ki hava nakit tefillin, lo yoivlan, and he wouldn't give us the tefillin. Same thing, Amar, Ho'ol v'sharim Rabbanan Ninatron, same idea, that since the Rabbanan allowed me to take it in with me, so I'll keep it with me and take care of it. Tanu Rabbanan. Lo yochaz adam tefillin biyodo v'sefer Torah v'zro v'yispala. A person should not be holding tefillin in his hand and a sefer Torah in his arm and daven. Because you're holding stuff, or you don't want to drop any of it. Right, that's what Rashi writes. And we're nervous that you're not going to be able to focus on your davening. V'lo yashtin bahen mayim. You shouldn't urinate in them. V'lo yashin bahen. You shouldn't sleep in your tefillin. Right? And regardless of how long you're going to sleep, right, you're not allowed to sleep in your tefillin. So Rashi writes, interesting that because Shema Yafirach, because maybe they'll come to pass gas, which is interesting, because, you know, Lamaisa, we know that you're not allowed to be Mesich Das from your tefillin, you're not allowed to have any Hezech Das from when you're wearing your tefillin, so you know, obviously you're not allowed to sleep at all. So I think the pshat is when you're holding tefillin here. Again, because what does the Brisa say? Lo yochaz adam tefillin biyad over sefer Torah b'zro. Seems that you are holding those two holy items. Vada, you're not allowed to sleep when you're wearing your tefillin. Although, I guess if you're holding them, what's the issue of passing gas? I'm not sure. Okay. Fine. And again, if anybody has any haras, let me know. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says the following. All these four items which a person is concerned about holding. Sakin is a knife. Maos is money. A kara is a plate. Kikar is a piece of bread. Right? If you're going to have focus, if you're going to focus on the thing that you're holding, you shouldn't be davening. And that's a din certainly that applies very much nowadays. You shouldn't really be davening when you're holding anything. Certainly not a phone or anything. If you, sitter is the one exception, right? Because you're davening from the sitter. Obviously, you're not concerned about holding it. You're concerned about getting the best possible tefillah. And that is a shtickl different. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Sheshes. Leis hilchasoki hamas nisa v'debe shamehi. Right, this halacha is not... This brisa, it's Mishnah, I guess, is not... we don't follow the halacha. Because that's Beishameh Shita. Again, because what did Beishameh say? That a person's not allowed to go into the bathroom when he's holding his tefillin, but should leave them in a window. Right? So we don't hold like that. Beis Hillel, because if it was Beis Hillel, right? Beis HaKisei Kavua, Shari Beis HaKisei, right? What? Once you're telling me that it's mutter, you have to take the tefillin inside the Beis HaKisei Kavua, certainly, Beis HaKisei Arai, is certainly going to be mutter. Right, again, the Bryce that we just said, that you're allowed to go to the bathroom, right, that you're not allowed to go to the bathroom when you're wearing your tefillin, or I guess in the Bryce that you're holding your tefillin, so that's Beis Shammai, we don't paskin like that. Because Beis Hillel said, you know, if you're allowed to take your tefillin into a Beis HaKisei Kavua, certainly a Beis HaKisei Arai, where there is no excrement, so then it's going to be mutter. Meisvei, I'll ask you a question. Right, the fact that Beis Hillel disagrees with that Bryce above, that's that. What are you talking about, Rovo? So, Dvarim Shei Tarti Lecha Kan Asrati Lecha Kan. Right, things that I mattered for you there, I asked to you here. So, the Gemara says, my love, Tefillin, is that not talking about Tefillin? Right, again, the Gemara is going to explain that in a second, right, Rashi writes, that something which is permitted Right, mutter in a beis hakisei kavua is aser in a beis hakisei arai. So is that not talking about tefillin? Right, that, and that would dispute the fact that beis hillel disagrees with that brisa. So Gemara says, "Iyamrus b'shlama beis hillel tarati l'chalkan kavua asrasi l'chalkan beis hakisei arai." Right, if you can tell me, I understand if it's talking about beis hillel. He said, "What I matered for you in a beis hakisei kavua, I asered for you in a beis hakisei arai." El iyamrus b'shamai. But if you can tell, it can't be Beit Shammai because halo sharu v'lamidi, because they didn't allow you to do anything. Not allowed to take its filling into a Beis HaKisei Kavua, where there is excrement, or a Beis HaKisei Arai, where there isn't. So Gemara says, Kitan Yahilin and Tefach Tefchaim. Really, that's talking about a Tefach, or two Tefachim, of what you're allowed to expose, right, what you're allowed to, a person is allowed to expose of his body when he goes to the bathroom. Right? There's an Indian of Tznias in the bathroom. And right, as Rashi explains, that basically a person, when he urinates, he's allowed to expose one tefach of his body, and when he defecates, he's allowed to expose two tefachim. So therefore, what he allowed, what it was mutter, the beis hakisei kavua, i.e., when you're defecating, that's mutter to expose two tefachim, but in a beis hakisei arai, where you're just going to be urinating, so that's aser over there, and you're only allowed to expose one tefach. The tani chada, because we learned in a brisa, shuvnifne megala la'acharav tefach ulefanav tefchayim. When he goes to the bathroom, when he defecates, so he's allowed to reveal two tefachim behind him. One tefach behind him and two tefachim in front of him. V'tani idach, and another brisa says acharav tefach ulefanav lo klum. That other brisa says behind him only one tefach and in front of him only one tefach. My la vidi vidi v'ish. Is it not talking about two scenarios where a man is going to the bathroom? V'lo kasha, kam l'gdolim, kam l'ktanim. And the first brisa, which allowed you to expose two tefachim, is when you're defecating. And the brisa that allows you to expose one tefach is for urinating. So Gemara says, wait a minute, if it's his for us, does that really make any sense? Ibektanim la'achrav tefach lamali. If it's talking about urinating, what do you need to expose yourself for one tefach behind you? Ella, rather, idi b'idi b'gdolim, rather, the two brises are talking about defecating. V'lokasha ha-b'ish, ha-b'isha. And it's talking, depending on who's going to the bathroom, whether you're allowed to have one tefach or two. A man is allowed to have two tefachim in front, and a woman is allowed to have only one tefach in back. Again, just because it's simply, you know, a man, when he goes to the bathroom, right, he may, when a person defecates, when a male defecates, it could cause him to urinate as well, and therefore he should make sure to have both sides exposed. And a woman, you know, doesn't need necessarily to expose herself in the front. Okay. Ihachi, if that's true, hadagatani alav zeu kavachomash ain't alav tshuva. Well, if you we taught about this brisa, that this is a kavachomer that has no response. Well, if that's true, my inalav tshuva. What do you mean there's no response? What do you mean? You can't argue against it? There's no way to disprove it? Right? Darka demilsa hachiyas isa. Right? It's just the normal way of going to the bathroom. Right? You can't. What do you mean? You have no tshuva? You have no possible kalvachomer against it? It's the natural way for people to go to the bathroom, right, to explain this brisa. El alav tefillin. Rather, no, it must be talking about tefillin. No, sorry. It's not necessarily talking about tefillin. Utiyufta de Rava d'amar Rav Sheshes, right? And it's certainly a tiyufta against Rava, who said that Beis Hillel would disagree with the previous brisa, right? Because there's no other way to explain the brisa. I mean, it must be that it's talking about tefillin. Right, no, sorry. We just got rid of the whole male and female thing. And really, it means that really we go back to the original understanding that it's talking about tefillin. And that which we ossered here, i.e. by going to a beis hakisei kavua, when you're defecating, that's that which we muttered by Beis HaKiseh Kavua, that it's mutter for you to defecate while holding your tefillin. So we aser when you're when you're urinating, and you are allowed to hold your tefillin, and therefore Beis Hillel will hold like that brisa, and that's against Rava, who said that Beis Hillel did not hold of that brisa. Okay, then that's double tiyuta. Mikol makom, however, it's still kasha, because right, it's still a little problem, because you could have a kal v'chomer against this brisa. Hashta Beis HaKiseh Kavua, Shari Beis HaKiseh Arai L'Kol Shekein, right? If you can interpret that brisa to say that something that's mutter in a Beis HaKiseh Kavua, certainly it should be mutter in a Beis HaKiseh Arai. Right? Something that, when you're going to have tsoa and excrement involved, that's much less kavod for a tefillin than just urine. So you're telling me it's usur for you to bring the tefillin in when you're urinating, but mutter for you to bring the tefillin in when you're defecating? That doesn't make any sense. So hakikama, this is what it means to say, Beis HaKiseh Kavua, daleka nitzotzos shari. In a Beis HaKiseh Kavua, in a permanent Beis HaKiseh, when you're defecating, so there's no nitzotzos, there are no droplets of urine that's going to be on your feet or whatever it is on the bottom of your legs, so then it's mutter to bring your tefillin. A Beis HaKiseh Arai, dika nitzotzos asri. But what is a Beis HaKiseh Arai when you're urinating? Why is that any worse than a Beis HaKiseh Kavua? Because there are these droplets that may be on the feet, and that would be usur. You have to wipe it off, etc., etc. You have to. That's already inappropriate for you to have your tefillin. Okay, because again, you have to wipe it off, right? There's a chashash that it might be a kris shufcha, that people might see urine dropping on your feet. You might think that the male aver got cut off or it's damaged in some way, and you're not able to have children. And the Gemara says that we're concerned that your kids are mamzerim. There's going to be rumors that your kids are mamzerim. So that's a whole long song and dance. But basically, since there's something that's more usher about a Beis HaKiseh Arai than a Beis HaKiseh Kavua, so we're going to usher you from wearing the tefillin when you're going to a Beis HaKiseh Arai and not a Beis HaKiseh Kavua. Gemara says, Ihachi amai in lev tshuva. If you're telling me that that's the pshat in the brisa, what do you mean there's no tshuva, there's no response to it? There is tshuva malayosahi. That's a very, very appropriate tshuva. Right? It's a very valid refutation, right? That knocks out the kal v'chomer. The Gemara says, Hachi kama, this is what it means to say. Ha milsa tesi la betoras taima velo tesi la bekal v'chomer. What they meant was use the logic, the taima, and not the kal v'chomer. And you shouldn't argue based on kal v'chomer between Beis HaKiseh Kavua and Beis HaKiseh Arai. The asi olam betoras kal v'chomer zeo kal v'chomer she'in lav tshuva. Because once you're starting to talk about a kal v'chomer, so you can't refute the kal v'chomer because the Beis HaKiseh Kavua is more chomor than a Beis HaKiseh Arai. But lamaisa, the logic doesn't hold because a Beis HaKiseh Arai also has something that's one up on the Beis HaKiseh Kavua. Little bit more. Tana Rabbanan, we learned the Braisa, Harotze Likanes Lasudas Keva, Ma'alek Hasara Pamim. Person who wants to go into a formal meal and you want to go to the bathroom in advance, Rashi writes, because we don't want to get up in the middle of a meal and go to the bathroom. That's inappropriate. It's not kavodik. So mahalech arba pamim dalad amos o dalad pamim yud amos v'yifne. Right, you do some exercise, walk back and forth, and go to the bathroom. V'achar kach nechnas, and then you can go into the meal. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak hanechnas l'sudas keva cholis tefillin. If you go to a sudas keva, you should take your tefillin off. V'achar kach nechnas, and then go in. Right, Rabbi Chiya says, no, all you have to do is put them on the table. And that is good for him. And that's because you'll be able to have your tefillin, right? It's good for you to have your tefillin right there, because then as soon as you're done eating, so then you can put them right back on. And how long do you have to keep your tefillin off? And until the time of benching, and then you put them back on. Tani chade will learn the brisa tzorer adam tefilov imma osov ba'afka ba'af how do you pronounce that ba'afra kasuso maybe okay you can wrap your tefillin, whatever it is what you can wrap your tefillin together with your money in your kind of your pouch your maybe handkerchief or maybe your cloth whatever it is v'tani idach lo yotzer and another brisa says you shouldn't score says lo kasha no problem. Hada azmane, hada lo azmane. When you're not allowed to put the tefillin with your money, that's when you're mazmin, you designated, you set aside this I guess, pouch or whatever it is for your tefillin. At that point, it's inappropriate to put money inside because it's designated for tefillin. But if you didn't designate it for tefillin, so then it's mutter for you to keep the tefillin and the money inside. The Amar of Chista, Hai Sudra, the tefillin, the Azmanei Lemetzer Be Tefillin. Right? If any sort of pouch or scarf or whatever it was, a sudar is a scarf, usually a handkerchief, that you set aside for wrapping your tefillin in. Tzar Be Tefillin, you should put the if we put the tefillin in there, also Lemetzer Be Pshite. You're not allowed to put in little coins, little money. Azmanei Velo Tzar, though, but if you designated it, but you didn't put the tefillin in it yet, Tzar Be Velo Azmanei. Or if you put the tefillin in, and you didn't designate it to be specific for tefillin, Charlotte meets her bezuzeh, then he's allowed to put his money inside of it. Just a little bit more. But according to Abaye, it says that if you're mazmin something, if you designate something, so that's valid, that's significant, that's important. That's in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, right? Talking about, I think, maybe other places, but certainly in Sanhedrin talks about if you designate burial clothes for a mace, so you can't use it for anything else because hazmanim elsehi, because that sets them up as, you know, big day mace. So therefore, according to Abaye, who says if you designated it, right, remember a second ago we said if you designated it but didn't put the tefillin in yet, then you can use it for tefillin and money. But ula Abaye damar hazmanim elsehi, but according to Abaye, who says that if you designated the thing for tefillin, so that's significant. So if Azmanei, if you did designate it, Aval Gav Delo Tzarbe, even if you didn't put the tefillin in yet, Tzarbe, and even if you put the tefillin in, E Azmanei Aser. And either way, if you're Mazmanei and you didn't even put the tefillin in yet, then it's Aser to put the money in. Elo Azmanei Lo, but if you didn't set it aside for tefillin, then it's not Aser for you to put the money in with its tefillin as well. Okay, shkoyach. A bit of a long daf, a little confusing for me in the middle, sorry. But Mitzvah Shem will go weiter in Shas tomorrow.